That which was from the Father, he implies, is also from the Spirit. As for the Father, he says, all things in all are worked by the same God. So also for the Spirit, all these things are worked by one and the same Spirit. However, someone may argue, he does it, prompted by God. No, he never said this, you're making it up. For when he says, who prompts all things in all, he's talking about people. You would be hard-pressed to say that the Spirit is included among these people, no matter how twisted your delusions and madness are. Because he had said, through the Spirit, to avoid you assuming this word, through, signifies inferiority or being prompted, he adds that the Spirit works, not is worked, and works as he wills, not as he is ordered. As for the Father, the Son says that he raises the dead and gives life. Similarly, about himself, that he gives life to whom he wants. Therefore, about the Spirit, he mentions that he does all things with authority, and that there is nothing that obstructs him. Although the phrase blows where it pleases relates to the wind, it still affirms this, but here that he works all things as he pleases. And you can learn from another place that he's not one of the things being prompted, but one of the things that prompt. For who knows, says he, the things of a man, except the spirit of the man? In the same way, the things of God no one knows except the Spirit of God. Now that the spirit of a man, that is, the soul, doesn't need to be prompted to know the things about itself, is, I think, clear to everyone. So the Holy Spirit doesn't need to be prompted either to know the things of God. For his meaning is like this. God's secrets are known to the Holy Spirit as an individual soul knows her own secrets. But if this doesn't need prompting for that purpose, then much less would that which knows the depths of God and doesn't need any prompting for that knowledge require any prompting power to give gifts to the apostles.